Welcome to another Homebrew Audio podcast. Record professional music and spoken audio on your computer. I'll show you how. Today's episode, my review of the Samson Q9U combo USB and XLR microphone. Hello, everybody. I almost said, how's everybody doing? Then I remembered I'm recording this and I can't see or hear any of you. So I'll just say I hope that everybody is doing well. Recently, I would put an excuse right up front as to why I haven't done a podcast episode in a while. I try to do them monthly. I'm not going to do that this time. But yeah, it has been a while. Also, the audio might sound different because I'm actually speaking into the microphone that I'm reviewing, which is the Samson Q9U, and I have it plugged in using the USB cable. Also, I'm in the studio, which in my house, as with so many folks, is in a converted bedroom. And usually, I have sound-absorbing foam on the walls, and so there isn't a whole lot of room echo. But since we're in the middle of moving, I snuck in the reason why I haven't done a podcast in more than a month. All of those panels are off the walls, so I'm like most people. I'm just in a room with carpet on the floor and four bare walls. So you'll hear quite a bit of room echo in this, although having my mouth close to the mic does help to reduce that, because here's what it would sound like if I were recording with the mic on a stand that is maybe sitting on a desk about a foot away or maybe even more from the mic. Actually, this is probably only about 10 inches. But as you can hear, that really increases the room reverb, which is why I'm moving it closer to my mouth again. I always recommend recording with the mic about 3 to 4 inches from your mouth if possible. Anyway, I just finished recording and putting out a video that is a review of this mic on the Homebrew Audio YouTube channel, which you should definitely check out for all kinds of home recording stuff. And that allows people to see the microphone as well as hear it. And I recorded that video in the new house, which is in California, and it doesn't have any furniture or carpet. So hardwood floors, bare walls, it was very echoey to start with, and I didn't have my video equipment. So I was using the MacBook Air as my video camera, and I was using the built-in mic on that to begin the video. But then I plugged in this microphone, and you're able to hear the massive improvement that that gives. But you'll hear all that in just a second. What you're going to hear next is the audio from that video. That'll be the next part of this podcast. All of the next section was recorded in that other house. So, ready or not, here comes the audio for that video. And the video is, if you want to see it, on the Homebrew Audio YouTube channel. Hi, it's Ken from Homebrew Audio. I'm doing a review today in a new house. Actually, the house is old. We used to own it a long time ago, but we're moving back into it, and it has no furniture in it right now, or hardly any. And so I thought this would be a good time to do a mic review, because this is like the worst possible recording situation with the room sound. You can hear it's very echoey because there's nothing on the walls, just bare walls, hardwood floors. And so we're getting all of this echo, which is something that is kind of the boon of people that are recording audio from home. This is Podcast Ken breaking in just for a moment to explain that I don't know why I said the word boon. It should have been bane. I actually corrected that in the video visually, but because you can't see it, I thought that I would quickly jump in here and make a comment about that in case you were confused. Okay, now back to the video audio. Audio from the video. Anyway, back to it. But anyway, I thought that I could do a mic review on a newish microphone. It is a USB mic that is called the Samson Q9U. And this is this mic right here, which I'm not actually talking into right now. And it comes with this sort of U-shaped mount, and I've got it put onto a regular boom stand, and I have this little ball and socket adapter that I bought separately so that I could move this thing around freely. And what I'm gonna do in a second here is I'm going to record into that. And then you can see the difference between this audio, well, hear the difference between this audio and the audio coming through that mic. So let's go ahead and do that. I'll be back in a second. Okay, now I'm back. And if you have compared the audio you're hearing now with the audio you heard just a few seconds ago, which was going just directly into the built-in mic on the MacBook Air, you should be hearing something substantially better because now I'm coming in through the Samson Q9U. So, what are the features of this microphone? I have my notepad here because there's a lot of them and I don't want to forget anything. So, it is a USB mic like we talked about, but it's also an XLR microphone. That's the 3-pin connector standard microphone. And so this has a dual purpose. You can either use it for USB or you can plug it in with the XLR cable into an interface. It is a dynamic microphone, and that is as opposed to a condenser microphone. And there's a lot of electronic stuff that determines what's what, but basically that just means that it's a little bit more rugged. And this is a very heavy mic, and it also is a little less sensitive to things like room noise from behind it, which is very good news if you're recording in a very echoey room like this. It is a cardioid shape, and if you are looking to find out more about what that means, check in the description. I have a link to my description of what that means. But basically, it means that it picks up sound from in front of it and rejects sound from behind it. So that is also good news for people in echoey rooms because it'll just pick up right here and not everything behind it. And let's see, it has a headphone output, so you can plug a set of headphones into this, and then you can monitor, you can listen to what you're recording as you record it, which is really handy sometimes to find out what actually is going into either the video or the recording that you're making. And it has two tone switches. This is pretty important because this microphone, if you don't engage any of these switches that I'm about to describe, it will sound kind of boomy and muddy. So I'm going to just recommend that you engage both of these switches. One of them is called a mid switch. I'll refer to what that means in a second. And the other one is a low cut switch. Both of these deal with frequency. And if you are confused about what that means or would like to bone up on what that means, again, check the description. I have a video on YouTube that describes what frequency means, what does mid, low, and high mean, and why the word frequency. So that should help. But what it means here is that the low cut will cut low frequencies, really, really bassy frequencies, because your voice doesn't really have any energy down there anyway. And the mid button will hype, turn up frequencies in the mid range. If you engage both of these switches, it will reduce the problem that this mic seems to have with boominess and excess low frequency. So I have them both engaged right now, and I recommend that you do the same. Of course, you can experiment and should experiment because voices are different, spaces are different, etc. Let's see. Oh, it is an end address microphone. That means that you speak into the end of it rather than the side of it, like so many vocal recording microphones these days, like the Blue Yeti. You're not supposed to speak into the tip, the end. You're supposed to speak into the side of those mics. But this one, you speak into the end, and that's good for a couple of reasons, because if you're doing podcast videos or videos of any kind, really, this mic can stay, if you want it to, can stay out of the video frame and not block your face. The side address microphones, to some extent, have to block your face, but these can sit a little further away because it points right at your mouth. This mic also is kind of cool looking, and that is good news for people who are doing videos and want to have their microphone in the video, because podcast videos nowadays tend to have pretty cool looking mics, and this one fits that bill. Another thing is that you may have noticed that when I say the letter P, that you get a little plosive, a little blast of air, of low frequency air, that causes these little things called plosives or P-pops. The microphone comes with one of these. And if I stick that on the end there, my P sounds ought to be a little bit less noticeable. And hopefully it'll cut those out, but not reduce the overall frequency of your voice, which can sometimes happen with pop filters like these. I'm gonna take it back off. And finally, there is a mute button on the side. If you're doing a live presentation, you're doing YouTube Lives or Facebook Lives or whatever, or you're doing a podcast with somebody, sometimes you want to mute your mic for whatever reason. You see sometimes people cover their mic and cough or sneeze, or maybe they want to say something snarky. The mute button will do exactly that. It will mute the sound coming into the microphone for as long as it's pressed in. Then when you're ready to start recording again, you just press it again and it comes out. So that, I think, pretty much covers it. This microphone costs about $190, which is kind of pricey for a USB mic, but as you can tell, it sounds great, helps eliminate room reverb, and it's still cheaper than getting the interface and standard microphone combo. And that's about it. The Samson Q9U, a great sounding microphone that is both USB, which makes it easy plug and play to use with any computer, and XLR, standard microphone that you can use with a high quality interface. And it has all kinds of features that allow you to shape and sculpt the tone, and it also looks great. I highly recommend this mic. I would put it right up there with the Rode NT-USB Plus in terms of quality. And just a reminder, in the description below, you'll find a few links to articles or videos that I have that will help explain some of the more technical terms that I used earlier in this video, because I think far too often people doing videos like this will assume a certain level of technical knowledge, audio technical knowledge on the part of the viewer that they may not actually have. So if you're one of those folks that doesn't have it, check out those links. So there you have it. The review of the Samson Q9U USB and or XLR microphone. I don't really have much more to say that wasn't in the video about the mic. So if you have any questions about it, go ahead and put a comment on the video. Or if your podcast platform has a way to put comments, you can put it there. Or you can just go to the Homebrew Audio website at www.homebrewaudio.com and you can shoot me an email from the contact form there. Join me next time for another episode of the Homebrew Audio Podcast.